In Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam plans to head out on what he calls a reconciliation tour. He has vowed to focus the rest of his term on racial inequality after admitting to wearing blackface in the past. Many older African-American activists initially called for Northam to resign. They are now softening their tone. But for most young black community leaders in Richmond, this is too little, too late. Whitney Evans of member station WCVE reports.
Francesca Lee Davis lives about 30 minutes outside of Richmond. She's a florist who runs her business out of her dining room here in rural Henrico County. The 32-year-old says the last 2 weeks have been busy, and some of her flowers are pretty sad.
I've just been trying to nurse them back to life, but it's just a process.
Davis is up at 4 a.m. most days, dividing her time between her business and her activism.
I still have to be a mom and a wife, too.
Davis helps run a group called RVA Dirt, which has a popular Twitter account and radio show. Since the revelations that Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring wore blackface when they were younger, the group's been talking a lot about scandal in the executive branch.
Finding out that it happened really wasn't surprising to me because in the world we live in today, it's common practice.
For Davis, it's clear that Northam needs to resign. But when it comes to the sexual assault allegations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, Davis is still a little unsure.
I sat up on national TV and said we want him to be our next governor. And if these accusations are true, that's the last thing he should do.
Before calling for Fairfax's resignation, she wants an investigation. So does Chelsea Higgs Wise. Wise is 34 and works for a local anti-racism organization. She and Davis are on the same page. Fairfax might have his day in court, but as for Northam,
there is no system except for the people to hold Ralph Northam and Mark Herring accountable. And if the people don't hold them accountable, then no one will.
Wise says her concerns with the governor go back before the scandal, when she campaigned for him in 2017. Wise says it bothered her that Northam often avoided using words like black people or race on the campaign trail.
Even in these spaces that were made for African-American people to come and hear him talk, he would talk about those that were disenfranchised, those that were poor means, but would actually not say our names.
A spokesperson for Northam called that claim absurd. Wise says he wasn't perfect, but Democrats needed the political win.
Because we were so desperate after the 2016 election to make sure we kept the governor's mansion blue and the state blue, that we weren't really looking at who we were about to put in there.
Earlier this week, Professor Ravi Perry spoke to young Richmond Democrats about how they can move beyond the recent scandal. He's chair of the political science department at Virginia Commonwealth University.
I have not met one person under the age of 40 in the last 2 weeks who has said anything other than resign. It's been clear. It's been across racial lines.
And he says it's no longer good enough to just not be racist. Young Democrats want leaders who are actively addressing race.
You know, we have real issues, and we're not talking about those issues, right? We're talking about these four men who are in power, and we're talking about them and their careers.
One thing is clear. If Virginians and Governor Ralph Northam weren't explicitly addressing race before, they are now. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Evans in Richmond.